Ladies, welcome to the calm process. So the calm process is a beginner slash baby step way to begin to create a practice of stillness. And my intention as you begin to use this is to just notice what it feels like over a 30-day period to begin to start to ask yourself high quality questions, have some moments of quiet, and begin to realize that you are the creator and master of your energy. So let me explain. What is the calm process? Well, basically, it's an acronym, and you're going to want to use this process to establish a stillness practice. It is an experiment for you. So I'm going to explain to you what each letter in the calm process means. It's an acronym, and then we'll just get you going. So the first thing is that you want to look at the letter C, which stands for changing your mindset. So as we go into the process, what we're really looking at is that we have a whole set of limiting beliefs, of internal influencers that cause stresses. We have external influencers that cause stresses. And as we know, when that happens, we get into catabolic energy, our default energy. So what we want to do is we want to be able to really get in a place of taking responsibility for looking at the thoughts that we have that are not serving us, that are limiting our lifestyle, and asking ourselves, how do I begin to shift this thought, right? We know that we can't think ourselves out of our thoughts, right? What we want to do is that we want to be able to become aware of what are the thoughts that we're having, what are the beliefs that we hold that we need to start to change. And whether you know what those are or you need to use, for example, the rut exercise to start to uncover some beliefs that you need to change, or you're just aware of it because it's top of mind, as you use this structured process, get really clear on what are the beliefs that you are holding, the mindset that you have that is ultimately causing you to cycle into default catabolic energy. So in order to create level 7 energy, part of that stillness is being really aware of the mindset that we are trying to change. The A is adjust always. And why I include this is because we're always going to have life show us what it is that we need to look at, right? And so I want to just remind you that as you go through this process, you will be getting feedback, whether it's resistance, whether it's overwhelm, whether it's self-doubt, whether it's elation, whether it's joy. And so in a mastery orientation, this process allows you to just be aware of what's working, what's not working, making that assessment from a place of curiosity and openness, right? Not having a judgment of yourself, so a place of compassion for yourself, and look at, how can I continue to be aware and then make adjustments in how I am showing up in my life so that I can continue to grow? And doing this from a place of mastery means that we just have this mindset that, of course, we're always adjusting, right? There is no holy grail. There is no final answer. There is no final destination. So now we'll look at the L. And the L is to love yourself. So when we look at loving yourself, it's really about creating in the space of this daily process, this daily ritual, to begin to connect to the energy of your authentic self, your essential self, your highest self, and to be able to create relationship with that part of you and to love on her. One of the things that I love about the calm process and a stillness process in general is that It's a time for us to go inward. We are so distracted always by the external world, right? It's inputting everything. So when we can get quiet, when we can close our eyes, when we can really start to cultivate a relationship with our inner landscape, with our intellect, with our emotional self, with our body, with our spiritual self, then we actually can start to nurture ourselves and we can be in action of deeply loving ourselves. Now, the M is around mastering skills. And mastering skills can be whatever that means for you. But in this process of knowing that you're going to change your mindset, that you're going to be adjusting it always, that you're going to be in this quiet, building this relationship with yourself, coming from a place of deep self-love and self-compassion. What are the skills that I need to master? So as you go through, you'll just notice, wow, I really need to build some skills around communication, or I need to build some skills around setting boundaries, or I'll need to build some skills around expansion, right? Or maybe it's even like learning to really breathe from that space in your heart, or use stop, breathe, and ask, or ask for help, or receiving, right? So as you go through this process in these 30 days, start to be aware, again, curious, open, and optimistic, mastering orientation from a place of self-love and knowing that we're constantly assessing and adjusting so that we can tap into our highest anabolic optimal performance, so to speak, then of course we're going to need to begin to master skills. And really be honest about it. Like a lot of you, when you come into this, especially at the beginning where you are now, you have some great basic skills. But your job here is to become an energy master, to become a master of those skills, right? To have mastery. So again, gently looking at, okay, in this assessment, what is it that I'm going to begin to develop in the space of mastering those skills? So change your mindset, adjust always, love yourself, and master skills. Enjoy the calm process. We're looking forward to hearing about it from you in the Facebook group.